The rabbi needs them. Then they will let them go at once.
This one came to fulfill what was said through the prophet. Tell your daughter of Zion, your sovereign comes to without display, riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a beast of a burden.
So the disciples went off and did what Jesus had ordered. They brought the donkey and her colt, and after they laid their cloaks on the animals, Jesus mounted and rode toward the city.
Great crowds of people spread their cloaks on the road, while some began to cut branches from the tree and lay them along the path. The crowds, those who went in front of Jesus and those who followed, were all shouting,
Hosanna to the heir to the house of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Most High. Hosanna in the highest.
As Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was steered into its path depths, demanding, Who is this?
And the crowd kept answering, This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee. This is a story from our holy scriptures.
Thanks be to God. I'm going to start today where I left off last week. Imagine that you are running a long, grueling race. Your legs ache. Your lungs burn. The people, the crowds at the side are a blur. And you have been running for what feels like forever. And you're not sure how much further you can go. And then, through tired, blurred eyes, you see the finish line ahead. And there, standing at the end of the race, is someone you love. Someone who loves you and knows your name. Someone who has been cheering for you the whole race. That's the image I want you to hold in your hearts this Palm Sunday. Jesus at the finish line of the Lenten journey, calling us forward toward Easter, cheering us on, and ready to fully embrace us when we arrive. He knows how hard we have tried in this race, how much pain and heartache and discipline it has taken to get to this place, and how much you've had to leave behind. We have been talking through this season of Lent about transformation, the kind of transformation that takes intention and effort, sacrifice and discipline, because nothing worthwhile comes easy. Jesus knew it. Jesus lived it. Palm Sunday is often remembered for the joy of the crowd that was around Jesus as he rode into Jerusalem, and they're waving branches, and they're calling, like Kathleen and Pearl did, they're calling, Hosanna, Hosanna in the name of the King. It seems like a celebration, but it's also the beginning of the most intense stretch of Jesus' ministry and journey to that point. For Jesus, entering Jerusalem was not a victory lap or a celebration of his successes or accomplishments. It was the start of the final, most difficult challenge to this point. He knew what lay ahead, betrayal and suffering, and in the end, the cross. Yet he kept moving forward. He set his sights on what was ahead. And if we want to move ahead in our lives, we have to set our sights on the future, not on the past. What lies ahead? We don't know what that might be or what the outcome will be. But we need to know that we can do something now to create a better outcome than if we do nothing and then expect just everything to work out. Faith is not trusting that God is going to look after our future. Faith is trusting that God is going to be with us as we make the decisions that will help us to create a better future, create a better world than what is. What we deeply desire that we've talked about through this season is in the future, never behind us. We've lived all of our past already. Now we need to live into the future. And to get to someplace better, we need to set our sights ahead, go ahead. That's why Jesus sets his sights. He could have gone anywhere else, but he sets his sights straight ahead to Jerusalem, and he takes the path to Jerusalem, to whatever would await him. Because Jesus knew that things weren't as they could be, as they should be. That people, his people, were suffering. That there were forces that were out there oppressing people. And he was calling on those powers to stop. Those powers that keep people from life, that threatened his life even. He was willing to go to his death to free people from whatever bound them. He would lead the way to freedom if we were willing to follow him. In that way, that parade was a protest parade, not a celebration. What we desire is in front of us. A life that is more Christ-like, more life-giving, freer. Palm Sunday is about going ahead, even when it is daunting and threatening, even if it requires sacrifice, because Jesus was willing to lead the way. Palm Sunday is not about celebrating a conquering king who comes to dominate, but about honoring a servant leader who comes to transform the world through love, justice, and self-giving. This is the Lenten journey, the trek towards transformation, new life. But to get there, we are going to have to follow Jesus through our Jerusalem, through Maundy Thursday and Good Friday, the waiting and the grief of Holy Saturday. We cannot skip these experiences if we want to get to a place of transformation. Suffering always precedes transformation. The season of Lent is our training ground. We've been learning to listen to ourselves, our desires for ourselves and the future. We've been practicing letting go of what weighs us down. We've been focusing on the kind of people we want to become. We've been challenged to give up old ways, develop new disciplines, risk discomfort for the sake of what we truly need in our lives. And it isn't easy. Jesus didn't have to go to Jerusalem. He chose it. He knew that in order to have real life, freedom, justice, you have to be willing to sacrifice something, perhaps everything. At the beginning of this series, I told you that a former colleague used to say, God loves us just the way we are, but loves us too much to leave us there. Jesus set his sights forward because he wasn't going to leave us here. He was going to pave the way for transformation in lives, in the world. Transformation has nothing to do with earning God's love or about becoming worthy of God's love. That's not why we choose to be transformed. God cannot love us any more than God loves us or think we're more worthy. That's not what it's about. God always loves us. It's about, in fact, living into the fullness of who God created us to be. Lent is not a punishment or denial or abstinence from anything. It's preparation. The culmination of our Lenten journey is not perfection. It's wholeness. Not flawless performance, but faithful perseverance, always doing our best to be our best. We're not looking to get it all right. That's not within our purview as humans. We're not looking to get it right. We're looking to be all right with our imperfections, our mistakes, our faults, our blemishes, our beauty and our light, our gifts and our goodness, to integrate into the wholeness of our life, everything that we are, not to deny anything that we are, but to be really honest about ourselves, who we are, and accept it all. We are just looking to be a better human every day as we embrace everything, everything we are. Now, I know from experience that some days we feel like we're running around in circles. We're not going forward at all. And some days, we feel like we've stumbled along the way more than we've run. But here's the good news. The race of faith is not about who gets there first. It's about becoming more like Jesus along the way. Taking the time to purposefully do what it takes to get to our better selves. Becoming like Jesus means that every day we will make the right choices regardless of the consequences. And there are always consequences for making the right choices, because we know that there are a lot of people making wrong choices today, and there are consequences for that too. So we are going to choose compassion every day over indifference, justice over comfort, love over fear. We are going to choose forgiveness over hatred, and truth over confusion, joy over despair. And we're going to be patient rather than demand immediate gratification. The journey is long, sometimes hard, and often painful. There are choices we have to make every day to do the right thing. But we do not get to anywhere worthwhile without effort. Palm Sunday reminds us that the path to the finish line is not lined with accolades, with power, with privilege, with comfort and complacency. That's not this journey. It's lined with humility, service, courage, and discipline. And sometimes it's a very lonely endeavor to do the right thing all the time. Not everyone is supportive of the change we seek in life. The same crowd that shouted Hosanna on Sunday would be silent, or worse, on Friday. It's a sobering reminder. The journey is not always run to the cheers of a crowd. Sometimes it's run in the loneliness of the garden or the pain of the cross. Here's the beautiful thing, though. Jesus is not only the one who ran the race before us, he's also the one waiting at the end for us. He's the one into whose arms we can collapse as he says, "You made it. I knew you would. You are amazing. You can make it. You can make it." Jesus shows us that even in our most difficult moments, God's love is still the finish line. This is the place of intense satisfaction after we have done the hard work of transformation. When we get there, we don't want regrets. We want to know that what we've worked so hard for has borne fruit in our lives and in the world. We are more of everything that we ever dreamed we could be. More loving, kind, patient, joy-filled, compassionate, accepting, and wise. That's what we want to be at the end of the journey. And that the world is a better place for us having been in it. No matter the cost, we believe that it is worth it to go ahead. As we take the journey through this coming week, we know how rough it can get, how emotionally taxing it is to encounter the ups and downs of transformation, of seeking change in ourselves and in the world. It isn't straightforward. We are going to fail sometimes. We're going to let ourselves and others down along the journey. That's what it is to be human. Often we can make progress and then we just fall back for a while again. That's the way it works. Change can take years. And sometimes we get discouraged trying over and over and over again, and yet we have to pick ourselves one. I once heard somebody say, a saint is just somebody who continues to fall but picks themselves up one more time than they fall. We don't need to get discouraged. Just keep trying. Just remember who's at the finish line waiting for us, willing us forward. Palm Sunday, in case we forget, is the beginning of the road toward Easter, not a triumphal entrance into Jerusalem where Jesus will be celebrated and crowned king. The path through to life on the other side takes a lot of strength and fortitude and sacrifice and courage, and it will not be without pain and grief. Nothing worthwhile is easy, but the effort is totally worth it. So, are you up for the journey of this week? The journey of life. It's a choice that belongs only to each one of us. Remember, however, Easter beckons, but only if we go ahead. Let's take a moment for reflection.